Now listen and answer your questions.
Today, in the first in the series of talks about significant numbers, I'm going to talk about pi. As a mathematician and engineer, I find many numbers fascinating, but for me, pi is probably the most interesting. So, what is pi? Well, as all of you will probably know, pi is what you get if you divide the circumference of a circle, that's the distance around the outside edge, by its diameter, that's a straight line through its centre. And as most of you will also have learnt in your maths lessons at school, that number is usually calculated to two decimal places and is commonly recognised as 3.14. But what you might not know is that this number is infinitely long. That is, if you keep on dividing the circumference by the diameter, you get a never-ending number. Pi is sometimes represented as the fraction 22 over 7, which only gives us an approximation of the ratio. This figure has given us in Europe Pi Approximation Day, which is celebrated on the 22nd day of the 7th month, that is, July the 22nd. However, in the United States, World Pi Day is held on March the 14th, which in American date notation is written as 3 over 14, representing the first three figures of the decimal representation of pi. Many educational institutions hold special events on these days. First, I'll talk a little about the significance of pi. Pi has fascinated scholars, mathematicians, and scientists for thousands of years, and for many, this fascination involves calculating its value with increasing precision. It has numerous practical uses. One of the reasons pi is so well known and studied is that it can be found in so many different formulae. As its ratio relates to circles, it is essential in both trigonometry and geometry, and can also be found in dozens of formulae relating to physics, cosmology, electromagnetism, engineering, geology, probability, and statistics. So, let's have a brief look at its history. Well, we have to go right back to the ancient Babylonians to see that some understanding of pi has been around for a long time. As they were building their city, the ancient Babylonian town planners took a great interest in geometry, and as far back as the 20th century BCE, they discovered that if you divide a circle's circumference by its diameter, you always get a number in the region of 3. Their exact calculation gave this ratio a value of 3.125, which is only 0.5% outside the true value of pi. We have numerous historical accounts of pi. One of the earliest dates back to the 2nd century BCE and is on an ancient Egyptian papyrus scroll. This version of pi is in fact a copy of an earlier document and, although not entirely accurate, is within 1% of its true value at 3.160. Over the years, numerous notable mathematicians and scientists have worked on defining the value of pi. The famous Greek scholar Archimedes, working in the 1st century BCE, took a theoretical approach to the study of pi. He devised a system for working out the value of pi using polygons, that is, a flat shape with at least three sides or angles. This is why it is sometimes called Archimedes' constant. After Archimedes, mathematicians, scientists, and astronomers from India, Persia, and China attempted to calculate the pi ratio, but it wasn't until the 16th and 17th centuries that the development of infinite series techniques allowed far more precise calculations. It was early the following century that a little-known Welsh mathematician by the name of William Jones, a contemporary and friend of Sir Isaac Newton, actually gave the ratio a name, suggesting pi, after the 16th letter of the Greek alphabet. The 18th and 19th centuries saw two significant breakthroughs for pi. The first was in 1761, when the Swiss mathematician Johann Lambert established that pi is an irrational number. This means that it cannot be expressed as a fraction of two whole numbers. The second breakthrough occurred in 1882, when Ferdinand von Lindemann, a mathematician from Germany, demonstrated that pi was transcendental. This means that it is not possible to find a square with an exactly equal area to a given circle. It was another German mathematician, Ludolf van Keulen, who, back at the beginning of the 17th century, calculated pi to 35 decimal places. This achievement really set the ball rolling for the sometimes obsessive quest by mathematicians the world over to find the highest number of digits when calculating pi. Some have devoted years of their lives to this cause, with varying degrees of success. William Shanks, who was not even a professional mathematician, spent around 20 years to calculate pi to 707 decimal places. His achievement was discredited after his death, when it was discovered that he had made a mistake and only the first 527 digits were correct. This error was discovered in 1944 using one of the first digital calculators, and the computer era revolutionized mathematicians' ability to find ever-increasing numbers of digits. Throughout the mid-20th century, the record for the number of digits was broken repeatedly until 1973, when over 1 million digits was reached. Since then, the record has gone on to be broken a number of times, many of which used multi-million pound computers. The record is now around 10 trillion digits. That's 10 followed by 12 noughts. One of the most notable achievements was by a Frenchman called Fabrice Bellard, who in 2009 developed a new formula to calculate pi, which has subsequently become known as Bellard's formula. This enabled him to calculate pi to 2,700 billion decimal places. What made his achievement so amazing was that the software programmer used his £2,000 desktop computer, taking 131 days to complete the calculation. His record has since been broken a number of times. Finally, one other notable achievement that might interest you was by a research student, Lu Chao, who in 2005 memorized and recited pi to 67,890 digits without making a single mistake. The feat took the postgraduate just over 24 hours to complete. So, as you can see, pi is a fascinating number. Moving on now, let's talk a little more about pi's relevance to everyday life.